It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for the second half of our Hoops doubleheader this evening as the Ravens look for their second win in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, having won Saturday at Clark. But they got their hands full with a very good Baker University team coming in here tonight. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Baker, I mean, let's be real. They're good. They're 6-1. They're 1-0 in the conference. They know how to roll up some points, and they have been doing that all season long. That said, Benedictine does have a 10-game lead over Baker in their Hart series, and they're 15-9 against the Wildcats under head coach Ryan Moody. BC's won the last six meetings between these two clubs here in the Nolan Gymnasium. What does that all mean? Yeah, pretty much nothing, really, because every game is different, every season is different. And with that said, it is a great environment and a great crowd on hand to watch this one here this evening. Little recognition going on out in the middle of the court right now as coaches Moody and Peer are recognizing Jaden Timmy, as he is a 1,000-point scorer in his Benedictine career. Well, it's good to see him get, and he and players like that. Tip of the hat. Gotta love it. Tonight's rivalry meeting between Benedictine and Baker features the two best field goal defenses. You always think about offense, but also tonight it's defense. Ravens are number one, limiting their opponents to only 38% from the field through the first seven games. Baker is second. They're limiting their opponents to 39% from the field through their first seven games. So don't necessarily expect a crazy high-scoring game. With that said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the starters and the tip right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Public Address Announcer. He's having all the fun, that Aaron, getting to introduce the starters to the crowd. So I'm going to cut in on that. Let me introduce the starters to you. First of all, for Baker University, under 11th season, head coach Sean Dooley. Wildcats coming into the ball game tonight at 6-1, 1-0 at the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And they're going to be starting Jalen Patterson, 5'10" senior guard out of New Orleans. It'll be Corey Jones, a 6'2 sophomore from Dallas. He is a guard coming from Johnson County Community College. Justin Batts from Memphis, Tennessee, out of Southwest Tennessee Community College, his 6'1 senior guard. You move forward to Quentin Harvey at 6'7". He is a sophomore from Enid in high school, but resides in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And rounding it out, you got Raiden Wicks, a 6'7" junior, St. Charles, Missouri. So they've got a pair of 6'7" guys for Baker along that front line. For the Benedictine Ravens, said BC head coach Ryan Moody, they're going to be starting Sam Ungashick, the 6-foot freshman from Overland Park. Preston Reynolds moves into the starting rotation tonight. A 6'5" freshman guard from Leawood. Ahmad Lewis from Kansas City, Missouri, a junior, 6'2". You go to Braden Belt, a 6'1" junior from Andover. And then you'll find Tyson Caffey holding down that 5 spot, the 6'6" senior from Liberty, Missouri. So for Benedictine, in all candor, not a particularly big team. You're going to have a little probably matchup issues in some situations with this Baker team. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. As the ball goes up and the tip of the way, Baker's going to control it down. We are underway. For Baker, let's first of all, most noticeably out of the court is Braden Wiggs. He is that big, wide-body aircraft carrier. And he has the ball in the middle. Tyson Caffey tees him up hard. Doesn't let him get a shot away. Now the ball goes down to the baseline left with Jalen Patterson. Shot clock's at 9, at 8. Cross-court pass. Patterson is going to throw it away. And Benedictine will have its first touch of the basketball. Putting it in play will be Preston Reynolds. Sam Ungashick will bring the ball up the floor for BC. Kicks it over to Ahmad. Here's the back door, and the layup is good. Preston Reynolds for 2. BC will break out on top, 2-0. 19-19 to go. The feed down to the baseline is going to be lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Wiggs. And Benedictine will have it back in play. It'll be brought in by Reynolds and Sam coming into the forecourt with it. Reynolds will handle it up on top now. They'll swing it out to Ahmad. Dribbles it, switching hands between the circles. Jumps over to the left side to Belt. He'll take it all the way to the free throw line and dribble it off on top. Little sideways pass out to Caffey. Tyson puts it on the court. One speeds in the middle, and again the cutter. And again two for Preston Reynolds on the back door. Raymond's with a quick 4-0 lead. We're 18:40 to play in the opening half. Here's a three from the left side, online and good. straight away in front of us, the three by Quinton Harvey. And the lead trimmed it back quickly to one. 18 and a half to go into half. Sam will cut into the lane. He'll go in and up and score. Benedictine is just getting into the middle. They're driving through the defense, scoring pretty much at will here in his first couple of minutes. Here's a swing pass over to the right side. A couple of shoulder bumps. No foul call. Pass comes out on top to Patterson. Baker with the basketball, trailing it by three. The lob comes out on top. Quinton Harvey kicks it over to the left. Bats to Jones. The three is good, and we're tied. On a couple of three-point shots, Baker has come from behind to deadlock this game at six. Here's a three from the top. Braden Belt for three for Benedictine. Ravens go up 9-6. Patterson on the left side has the ball knocked out of his hands. Here comes Sam between two defenders. Hook pass left. Belt, can he do it? In and out. Rebound tipped out. Belt's going to get the rebound. He wanted to go back up. Ahmad will. Three short. Benedictine had four guys already in the backcourt when that shot went airborne. Corey Jones will bring it down. Baker with the basketball. Trailing it by three. It's 17-17 to go in the half. Ravens here at home in the Nolan Gymnasium. Looking to go to 2-0 in this young Heart of America Athletic Conference college basketball season. Here's a three from the top. Off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Preston. Reynolds will bring it up. Dump it over to Sam. Ungershick cuts in. Kicks it back left. Here's Ahmad. Three. Again, it's short. And rebound hauled down this time by Braden Wiggs, and Baker brings it back up court. Braden, or now the bats for three. And a rebound. Ungershick. Tell you what, these two teams, no shortage of trips up and down the court. And not a lot of patience in taking the shot for Baker. Ravens have worked the ball around a little bit more. Wildcats are pretty quick to find the shot and take the shot. Here's a back door and right through the hands of Tyson Cathy. 16 and a half to go. And they're in the first half, and BC is going to make their first substitution. Cathy is going to come out into the lineup for BC. We're going to get Jaden Timmy. So Jaden is rotated to a coming off the bench kind of a task for Benedictine, the 6'6 senior from Omaha. 9-6, Ravens in front. Baker with the basketball, losing his footing for a moment, but able to regain it. Corey Jones swings it over to the left side to Harvey. Quinton starts down, shakes his defender, puts up the two, and knocks it down. Quinton Harvey with five, and it is a one-point Raven advantage at 16 minutes to go here in the half. Sam Ungershick down the court. Steps at right side, Ahmad Lewis. Top side, Preston Reynolds. BC works the perimeter. Little hook pass on top to Timmy. Back over to the left side to Belt. Couldn't handle it. And the outlet pass down the court. Driving down. Is that a travel? Apparently no. Now the ball's on the floor. Stolen away. Timmy coming up with it. Has it sucked out of his hands and out of bounds. Ravens are going to get it back. 9-8 Benedictine. Braden Belt, you know, he's kind of become the go-to Raven from outside the three-point circle so far this season. Coming into tonight's meeting, Braden leads the Ravens. 21 three-pointers, hitting 39.6 from outside. He is tied for fourth in the conference. BC back down the floor with it. Here's a long three for Belt. That one will be short. And a rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. And which way is it going? To Baker. To the disdain of the crowd on hand here tonight. They are not a bit bashful. That's sharing their opinion, their feelings. Gotta love the turnout here tonight. Baker back up court with it with 15-19 to go. Now here comes Weston with the steal. He'll go in, go up, gets two more. Preston Reynolds anticipated the pass, just jumped the route, picked it off, and took it to the other end. Now the shot is up for Baker that misses. Rebounding it down. Benedictine coming up with it, Ahmad Lewis. Preston Reynolds has six to lead the Ravens in scoring. They're in front 11-8. Here's Timmy with it on the left side of the lane. Back out on top to Belt. He'll go three. Another one that's short. And Belt pushing up the three-point shots, but having trouble getting them to fall. He's one of four now. 11-8 Ravens. Backdoor pass up the court. The ball blocked by Preston Reynolds. Rebounded down by Timmy and Reynolds. Brings it up the court. Long cross court. Hit pit to the right corner. BC works around the outside again. 14-20 to go in the half. Ravens with the basketball leading 11-8. BC has gone to the belt, or the to the bench, and now the layup by Belch does not go in. And the ball is loose on the court. Stolen back again by Preston Reynolds. Baker has run into the game. Is a baseline three for Ahmad Lewis is good. Baker has brought Kason Richardson into the game. We'll talk about that. But right now, Coach Sean Dooley for Baker. Looking for a break. Taking a timeout at Joseph's. So shall we. 13:52 to go in the opening half here in the Nolan. Benedictine 14, Baker 8.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
To go in the opening half, and Benedictine has jumped out to a 6-point lead, 14-8. Welcome back, everybody. Here we go. Wintertime sports schedule is already hectic as we're closing out November here this evening. And as we go into December, we'll be bringing you a lot of programming, and I'll keep you up to speed with some of that right now. Though Baker coming up the floor, nearly has the ball stolen away. The Ravens have made a handful of substitutions also. They brought Bryson LaRue into the game. We've got Joel is out there, Adise. Now the ball's going to be knocked away, and the Ravens are going to pick it up. Here's the outlet down the court, on the floor, one-time shot, rejected from behind. Trying to get away with that shot is going to be Bryson LaRue. Bryson is a Stu freshman out of Lee Summit, Missouri, and Benedictine will have it to play down to their own baseline. Joshua Kelly is going to come in for Baker out of Memphis, Tennessee, a 6-foot senior from Valley City State. It's still a 14-8 Raven lead, and now we're holding up the game because Ahmad, those are the longest shoelaces. He's tying his shoe out there. I've never seen shoelaces that long. Those things are remarkable. I think he's got them laced up now and to everybody's satisfaction. And now we got a whistle before the ball comes in play. A foul on Baker's Ty Henry. Ty Henry picking up his first, a 6'5 freshman from Seaman High School in Topeka. Now the Raven inbound pass is stolen. Here comes Baker. Up the floor, it's going to be Jalen Patterson. Now the feet to the right side, and the three just thrown down from way outside by Quentin Harvey. Harvey has 7 of Baker's 11 points. It is 14-11 Benedictine. BC with it over on the right side. It's going to be Hall with it out on top to Adise. Ahmad Lewis still in there. Feeds inside to Joel. Has the pass knocked away. Now we got a whistle. Going to be another foul on Baker's Ty Henry. So Ty Henry has been in the game for under 2 minutes and has picked up 2 fouls. Benedictine coming to play at their baseline, and they'll come into Adise. He'll dribble it out toward the top as we're inside 13 to go in the opening half. Ravens in front by 3. Driving in is Timmy. He stops. May have hurt an ankle, falling away. The shot is up and missing, and the rebound hauled down by Rigatuso for Baker. Kason Rigatuso, 6'6 sophomore from Omaha. Here's a three up and missing, and the rebound touched last by Jaden Timmy for Benedictine. 12 and a half to play here in the first half. Raven guys in front. 14-11, the Benedictine ladies winning in the first game this evening. Here's Baker. They'll feed it outside. They brought Braden Wiggs back in. He's backing in on a DC. Can't get any interior position. Kicks the pass back out on top. Now here's a three. Fired. Missed it. I'm sure that was Wiggs who threw a DC to the floor. Braden Wiggs, first foul. Now here's the thing. Braden Wiggs, 6'7". Jonah DC, 6'6". Not that much difference. Here's the thing. Wiggs has got 45 pounds, at least, maybe more, on Adize. Because, again, we talked about him earlier. Big, wide body. Here's a three, up short. Rebound, out of bounds, and it's going to be off Baker. Wiggs having touched it last. Then hustled over there for Benedictine. Bryson LaRue trying to chase that one down. LaRue, Adize, Timmy Hall, and Lewis are the BC five. Anthony Hall with it up top side. Anthony dribbles toward the circle, kicks it over to the left, and the Ravens, unaware of the time of the shot clock, will suffer a clock violation. Back up court with it will come Baker. 11:44 to go in the half. It is just fabulous to see the kind of crowd that is on hand here tonight. And not just because the football team's here, and they're taking up a quarter of the gym, okay? Here's a pass down low. It's on the floor. Baker's able to save it. Dump it off on top. The three for Patterson. And a rebound to Benedictine's Bryson LaRue. But it's also great to see the crowd, the fans packed in here tonight. People from the community. A couple of other teams from the area have shown up here tonight, some high school teams. Other students besides the football team, of course, and those family and friends and area fans that make it to so many games. You're only making this a great college basketball atmosphere here tonight. Turnaround shot by Baker missing, but the follow shot will be up and in for the first points of the night for Braden Wiggs. Wiggs will get his first bucket of the evening, and the Raven lead has been cut to one at 14-13, and we're 10:40 to go in the half. BC is led by as many as six. And now we're going to get a Raven turnover and a foul off the ball by Adise. And we are going to have some substitutions coming in for the Ravens. We'll just reset the five. Tyson Caffey is out there. Bryson LaRue stays on the court. Preston Reynolds returns, as does Sam Ungashick and Braden Bell. Baker works the ball around to the left side. They can take a lead with a field goal here. Trailing right now only by one. Way out right side, Josh Kelly drives in, cuts into the lane, tries to hit it a couple of times, drops his shoulder, and travels with the ball as he stops, leans in, and then tries to go around Tyson Caffey. But Tyson taking up some space in there. You don't do that without a couple of steps, and that's too many. Back up the court. Here comes Benedictine. And now the pass stolen. Flying down the floor, Sandman shoots and misses the layup. Here comes Benedictine. Ungashick, coast to coast, gets fouled. No, maybe they're just staying out of bounds. Jalen Patterson, no, that's Kevin Sandman. Sandman is still really upset with the official. He's still out there barking. He's got Coach Dooley barking at the official who, as we come to our media timeout, Coach Dooley's out there nose to nose with one of the guys in stripes, and we're going to take a timeout. Media break, Joseph coming at 9:55 to go in the opening half. College basketball, Benedictine 14, Baker 13.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight. Whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
to have you back with us. Benedictine hanging on to that 14-13 lead. We talked about earlier in the game that we could anticipate maybe a defensive battle as you got the two best field goal defense teams in the conference going nose to nose here tonight, but still, Benedictine has scored a lot of points, 479 points coming into the game tonight. 200 of them have been to the paint. Ravens are averaging almost 9 3-pointers a game. So, for BC, scoring inside is good, scoring outside, maybe even better. On the court for the Ravens, Ungashik and Reynolds, LaRue, Belts, and Cathy, the same five who were out there as we went into that media break. And it'll come in out on top to Tyson. Cathy hands it over quickly. Belt will launch three. And a rebound is going to be cleared down by Baker. Coming down with it is going to be Kelly. They'll bring it over to Sand Fans. We get up to the left side to Jones. Back out on top. Straight away for three. Perfect. And Baker has taken the lead. It's quieted the crowd a little bit. That's Braden Griffith, who has come into the game for the first time tonight. He's a sophomore from Frisco, Texas, about 6'3" tall. So the Ravens now trail 16-14. 9:20 to go in the half. And Benedictine will be forced into a turnover, a cross-court pass that is a little errant and gets away. Coach Boudia on his feet, you see him out there yelling. He's having a little halfway across the court chat with Sam Ungashik. Sam has stepped in very quickly into this Benedictine team, and as a freshman, has taken that point guard spot. Trying to back in Baker, no. Comes out on top to Wiggs. He'll try to push and horse his way in. Sky hooks and misses. Rebound, Cathy off the miss. Here comes Benedictine. 8:50 to go in the half. Ravens trailing it by a pair. BC has not scored in quite a while. Baker's on an 8-0 run right now. BC, in fact, has gone 0 for their last 6 shots. And here's another one on its way. Oh, they'll break that streak. 3-pointer. Bryson LaRue from deep from the far side. Here's a 3 on the other end that misses. And Belt coming down with a rebound. 17-16, Benedictine with 8:20 to go in the half. On the other end, Reynolds, no. Tips it, yes. Preston Reynolds just kept getting his own offensive rebound and going back up and tipped it at the rim. And on the third try, knocks it in. Ravens now lead by 3. 19-16. Inside 8 to go in the half. Over on the left block, here's a falling away shot. Oh, that's a money shot right there. Undefendable, Quentin Harvey. That is his 9th point of the game. And the Raven lead trimmed to 1. BC gets it out to Tyson. Baker's in a little zone kind of a defense now. Kind of interesting to see as Sam is being guarded on a mismatch. Here's the kick out on top. They're going to call an offensive foul. Sam drives into the lane, and there was some contact, and Ungashik will have his first foul of the game. It'll be only the second team foul committed by Benedict. And Baker has only committed 3, so the crew here tonight not really calling a lot of stuff. Ahmad Lewis checks back into the lineup, and the Ravens are on defense. 7:17 to go in the half. Here's a shot up and coming in late. As the shot goes in, the foul on Tyson Cathy. So for Tyson, it'll be foul number 1. He continues to look for his first point of the game. And for Baker, an opportunity at the conventional 3-pointer. On its way. No. Offensive rebound, yeah, pull back down. Here's a shot for 3, no. Rebound slapped out by Cathy, and they're going to say a Baker player touches it. Ravens have it back. Quentin Harvey, he has just been fantastic. As he's a double-figure scoring. as we're going to have a Baker timeout. Taking a break. 7:07 to go in the half here in Atchison. It is Baker 20, Benedictine 19.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Back with you here in the Ralph Gilman Gymnasium. Wednesday night college basketball on CARE Radio. Tomorrow night here on CARE, we'll have Sports Look. Gus and I will be joining you right after the CARE Radio Evening Report. And depending on how many things are going on in the area and how much Brian has to share with you, it'll be around, 5:15, 5:20, right after the news. Kind of get you up to speed with all the stuff going on. We'll review the ends of all of the football seasons for the area teams, high schools and college, and look at a whole lot of things, including, we'll be, I'm sure, reflecting on the games that we're seeing here tonight. Friday night, it'll be high school basketball on CARE Radio. First game of the season out of the Northeast Kansas League, county rivalry, ACCHS and MHMA. Hey. Driving layup is up a good end. Ungashik. And the Ravens go back in front by one at 21-20. So Friday night is ACCHS at MHMA here on CARE Radio. And then Saturday is a falling away shot. Is up a good for three from the right side by Corey Jones, his second three of the game. And Baker retakes the lead at 23-21. We're going to be at the Penn Gym. And off goes to Iowa, Benedictine at William Penn. I believe those games are 2-4. Joseph, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's right. Back and in, and Preston Reynolds has his 10th point of the game. We are tied at 23. Baseline jump shot up, no good. Ahmad Lewis way upstairs. Clears down a rebound, and Benedictine is back on offense. Over to the baseline right. Corner shot, new. Rebound tipped around. Saved down by the Wildcats, Noah Rigatuso. Baker into the forecourt. Over to the left block. Back and in is going to be Harvey. Beautiful pass, and the two-handed layup is going to be up and good. Rigatuso will have his first point of the game. 25-23 Baker. 5.5 to go into half. Now, Baker's really playing a tight player defense down. Benedictine has opened up the floor, spread the players out, and there is so much empty space in the middle. Here's a pass that tried to get it in the middle of Tyson Cathy, but it is errant and it's stolen. And on the other end, the layup is going to be up and good. And Harvey continues to be spectacular on the offensive end, making it 27-23. Quentin Harvey, I have it at 14 now. Ravens try to pass into the middle to Tyson Cappy, and Quentin Harvey will reach across and pick up his first foul this evening. Benedict will make a couple of changes as Bryson LaRue comes back into the game. Belt will check out. Jaden Timmy is going to return, replacing Tyson Cathy, and Benedict is going to inbound this thing all the way out to near midcourt. 4:44 to go in the half. Ravens trail now by 4, 27-23. Here's the three from the top. Timmy can't get it to fall. And back up with it will come Baker, who's red hot. They've hit 5 of the last 7 shots. And into the forecourt they will come. And now we're going to have another foul. This one's going to be on Timmy. So Jaden Timmy will have foul number 1 and Benedictine team foul 4. In fact, team fouls are even at 4 apiece. The Ravens are going to make a interesting lineup change. They're going to take out Preston Reynolds, and into the game will come Hunter Schneider. Hunter, big guy in the middle for Benedictine. Schneider, a 6'8 senior from Overland Park. Baker has 13 on the shot clock. Driving into the lane, spinning. The shot is up. It's no good. And Schneider just clears out the middle and takes down the rebound. Here comes Sam. And the Ravens are back on offense. 4 minutes to go in the half. Ungershick swings it over to the right side. Comes out on top. Kimmy being bumped and shoved and pushed. But he's backing into the lane. Backing in. Hit, fakes, no shot. Right side, Sam. Hook pass back out on top. They'll kick it over to the left side. Shot clock's at 6. Now the ball is going to be stripped away and lost out of bounds. The officials look like they're in a bit of a quandary, but it'll be Raven basketball at their baseline, but only 4 seconds on the shot clock. Comes out on top, Schneider. He'll put up a 3. Wow! Hunter Schneider for 3! The big guy knocks it down and makes it a one-point game. 3.5 to go in the half. Schneider and Wiggs, what a battle. Those two together, 500 and some pounds. And now we have a push underneath. And for Benedictine, a second foul game is going to be called on Sam. Coach Moody reacts very quickly to take Sam out of the game, and Preston Reynolds runs back in. So Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, LaRue, Schneider are to Benedictine 5. Here's a little shot up from the left side. It's going to be up and good. Wildcats go up by 4 again at 30-26. 30-26. Here's a 3 for Preston. Halfway in and it rims away. Baker with a rebound. 3 minutes left in the half. Ball knocked away. Picked up. Ahmad. He'll drive. Cuts into the middle. Falls away and they're going to call Ahmad for the offensive foul. Ahmad Lewis, foul number 1. That does not meet with the approval of part of the crowd here this evening. And our Coach Moody is going to bring Anthony Hall back in. Hunter thought it was going to be for him, but instead it's going to be for LaRue. Baker up court with the basketball, leading it by 4. 2:50 to go, opening half here in Atchison. The ball lost for a moment, but good luck that Justin Batts was right over there to clean it up. Patterson will bring it out topside. Baker on offense. Here's Batts. Kicks it down to the baseline left to Ty Henry. Shot clock's at 7. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Stolen by Timmy. Just a little bad footwork by Jalen Patterson. He'll turn it over. Ravens up the floor. Down 4. Out on top. 3-pointer. Wow. Anthony Hall will have his first point of the game. And that was a nice shot by Anthony, the 6'5" freshman out of Parkville. Coming up the floor, another Benedictine foul. This one is going to be on Schneider. It'll be the first on Hunter. However, the 7th on Benedictine, providing a 1-1 opportunity here for the Wildcats with 2:05 to go in the half. Corey Jones and Quentin Harvey check back in for Baker and 11th season head coach, Sean Dooley. Benedictine will take Ahmad Lewis out, having a great game and returning to the floor, Braden Belt. Braden with only 1 3-point shot so far tonight. Front half of the 1-1 is up and good, Braden Wiggs. It is now 31-29. Second one is up and good. 32-29. Wiggs has 4 points and the Ravens trail by 3. And as they come into the forecourt, we're down to 2 minutes left. Coach Moody's on his feet, trying to tell his team went through a little motion here. Kenny will launch a three that will not go in, and the rebound is going to be knocked away. And what a job by Hunter Schneider. Hunter launched himself out of bounds, able to slap the ball off a Baker player who was just standing there, just waiting for the ball to trickle out of play. So Benedictson is going to have it back in at the baseline. 16 on the shot clock and 1:50 to go in the half. Comes into Schneider. Back over the right side to Belt. He gets into the corner. Schneider on the wing. Back to Belt. Heads down to the top. Shot clock to 5. Shot clock to 3. The feet underneath. Schneider hooks. And scores plus 1. Hunter Schneider. He's come off the bench to give this team a real boost. So Fallon's got to be the second of the ball game for Quinton Harvey. And so far, Hunter has hit a 3, a 2, and now he's looking for one more. One for the hat trick here with 1:35 to go in the half. And this free throw would tie the game. Big guy, big knee bend, free throw, hits the front, and then it's going to be short. 32-31 Baker with 1:25 left. Justin Batts comes up with it. Comes down on top, Patterson. Patterson will swing it over Rigatuso in a game, and we've got a player on the floor off the ball. I think the foul is going to be maybe on Schneider. Yeah. Going to be the second game for Schneider, and it'll make the second appearance at the free throw line for Braden Wicks. Wicks, 2 of 2 at the line. 2 of 2 at the line so far this evening. He is a 54.2% free throw shooter on the season, and this one, perfect. He couldn't make it look any easier. Has hit 3 in a row now and has 5 points, putting Baker back up by a pair. One more shot. Got it. 34-31 Baker with 1:15 to go before the break. BC will work the outside now. In the hands of Ahmad Lewis. Matter of fact, he dribbles in and then dribbles back out on top, gets it there to Timmy. Back over to Tyson. Tyson and Timmy both in the game at the same time is kind of unusual. And then Timmy's going to have the ball slapped away and knocked out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Reeves are going to turn it over into the Baker bench. Noah Rigatuso with some good defense. Here comes Baker with a 3-point lead at the last minute of the half now. Bats will swing it over to Jones. Into the corner to Patterson. He'll launch a 3. That's way off the mark. And rebounded down off the carom by Tyson Caffey. Ravens up court. 29 to go in the half. Shot clock is about 4 seconds short of that. Benedictine trailing by 3. Low scoring game, which you would expect. And as the pass goes to Jaden Timmy, he is fouled from behind by Baker's Corey Jones. Jones will get his first foul of the evening. And that is only team foul 6. So no free throws here for the Ravens. BC is going to bring Hall out of the game, put Belt back in. Shot clock's off as they reset that. Here's a driving shot. No, and a foul called. And this is going to be the 1-1. It's going to be on Wiggs. So Wiggs will have his second foul of the game. You've got three players for Baker with 2 fouls each. Henry, Harvey, and now Wiggs. And for Benedictine, Ravens are going to come to the free throw line. Brayton Belt, great shooter from the floor and a good free throw shooter as well, hitting 81.1%. First one is up and good. That is the 4th point of the game. Brayton has hit a 3. He is 1 of 6 from three-point shooting in this game. Second, this one is up. It is not good. And Baker coming down with a rebound. They lead by two. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. And where does it go? It will be Baker basketball at their baseline. 1 second. That's enough time to grab it and put up a straight-up shot. They'll lob it into the big guy. The follow shot is off the mark, and we've come to halftime. We got a timeout. Intermission is coming at you. We'll be back and summarize it for you. First half of the book. The score, Baker 34, Benedictine 32.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
The Benedictine football team here in great numbers going out into the center of the court to be recognized as they are being set to be awarded their conference championship. Oh, that's good, man. Thank you. Conference championship plaque and banner to hang here at the NOLA gym. So, congratulations to them and Coach Osborne and his staff. And, hey, while we're at it, I'm just going to tell you, congratulations to George Papagiorgio, who is the National Assistant Coach of the Year. So, doesn't get any better than that. Coach Pop's the best. Congratulations, Coach. Halftime of the ball game. Ravens trailing at 34-32. This is the place to be, right? This is the place to be right here. This is the place you want to be right here. Oh, yeah. Let's recap that opening half scoring for you a little bit, shall we? First of all, for Baker, led in scoring by Quentin Harvey. He was just outstanding. 14 points, 6 of 8 shooting, including 2 of 3 from 3-point range. Following him, it was Wiggs and Jones with a half a dozen apiece, 3 for Griffith, 3 for Henry, and 2 in the first half for Rigatuso. For the Benedictine Ravens, double figures going for Preston Reynolds with 10. It was a 5-point half then for Hunter Schneider. He was 2-of-2 shooting. How about that? Sam Ungashik with 4. 3.5 for Anthony Hall and Ahmad Lewis and Bryson LaRue. Braden Belt had 4 in the first half, if I didn't get that mentioned. So there you go. Benedictine getting a little up and down with the shooting. Here's what's going on. You've got tremendous shooting. Ungashik at 2-of-2. You've got Hunter Schneider. We mentioned him, 2-of-2. Preston Reynolds is 5-of-8. Just lighten it up. On the other hand, you got some guys who are better shooters than this that are going to have a better second half. So it's Braden Belt, 1-of-7. LaRue is 1-of-3. Ahmad Lewis is 1-of-5. So you've got some guys who are going to have better second halves. So Ravens hitting 41% of their shots. Baker hitting 44. BC 13-of-32 from the floor. 3-point shots. The Ravens hitting 31. Baker hitting 43% of their threes. Hitting 6 of 14. At the free throw line, Benedictine 1-of-3, Baker 4-of-5, each team with too many turnovers, 10 apiece for each ball club. Say what, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Is the crowd milling around a little bit, enjoying recognizing the football team, and we've got a huge second half coming up. Lady Ravens winning in the first game. The Benedictine guys hoping for a home sweep here tonight. Stick around. We'll see how it turns out. Right now, though, with your intermission score in the Nolan Gymnasium, Baker 34, Benedictine 32. Can't get it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio at first. Yes. Right, yet another fantastic halftime.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's coming up tomorrow, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz take a good look at the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 or 5:20. Coming up on Friday night, we've got high school basketball action for you coming from Marhill Mount Academy taking on ACCHS. The girls' game has got a 6 o'clock scheduled tip. The boys should tip off sometime around 8 p.m. Saturday, we've got Benedictine College basketball action for you as the Ravens will be on the road at William Penn. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game. The men will take to the court sometime around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletics Conference in women's basketball, it was Evangel over Park with the final score of Evangel 76, Park 60. Missouri Valley beat Mount Mercy with the final score of Missouri Valley 72, Mount Mercy 71. William Penn topped Grandview topped William Penn 70-57. It was Culver Stockton over Peru State 95-83, and Central Methodist beat Mid-American Nazarene with the final score of Central Methodist 79, Mid-American Nazarene 74. In the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Benedictin Lady Ravens at 69 points to the Baker Wildcats 64. Taking a look at men's basketball in games in action right now, we have Missouri Valley leading Mount Mercy with the score of Missouri Valley 49, Mount Mercy 40. In the Culver Stockton Peru State game, it is Culver Stockton at 39 points to Peru State's 52. Central Methodist is leading Mid-American Nazarene by 1 point at 36 points to Mid-American Nazarene's 35. William Penn is leading Grandview 67-54. And Park is trailing Evangel with a score of Evangel 40, Park 34. In this game, we've got Baker at 34 points, Benedictine at 32. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 21 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 39. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday. Daytime highs approaching 65. 36 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 21 degrees outside. We've got clear conditions. It feels like 21 out there. We have almost no wind. It's about 1 mile per hour out of the south. The relative humidity is sitting at 63%. The dew point is 11 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.47 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Approaching the second half of the night's college basketball game here on Care Radio. Benedictine hosting Baker with the Wildcats in front of the Ravens. 34-32 here at halftime. Many thanks to Joseph, producing, engineering, doing halftime stuff. He covered all the bases in the studio. Joseph, thank you. Tom Council to here courtside, and just kind of looking up and down the halftime stats a little bit, perusing them as we listen to the Raven pep band and background down here on the south end of the gymnasium. Seeing some interesting stuff. Seeing a lot of guys getting into the scoring column. Anthony Hogg scoring and Ahmad Preston Reynolds in double digit first half. Ravens are looking though for two of their big guys to score. because they have yet to get a point from either Tyson Cathy, Joel Adise, Jaden Timmy. They have combined for no points yet. Not like them. You would expect that that's going to correct itself in the second half. That said, Ravens, 1-3 at the free throw line, did get a lot of free throw opportunities, each team turning it over 10 times. Total rebounds, Benedictum with 19 to Baker's 16. Ravens getting 7 second chance points, 11 bench points. Baker, 8 points off the bench. So far, these two teams have not really, even though they play a lot of guys, not really got a lot of offense off the bench. Other statistics are about as close as that score up there because you got things like, we'll talk. I cheated and brought this down and plugged it into the wall. It's all good. That's what I'm going to do. Talking about the other stats, but getting close to the score, getting 34-32 is your halftime score. Assists are 10 and 8, blocks are 3 and 2, fast break points are 2 and 2. So you get, you know, bench points, 8 and 11. Not any team jumping out on one side or another. And as a result, you got a really close ball game. It's going to provide for some kind of an exciting second half here tonight. Again, the Care Sports schedule, how about that? It is jammed up. Tomorrow night, we got Sports Look coming up after the evening report. Gustin, I'll be with you, kind of catching you up on things and stuff going on around the area. Friday night, the high school basketball season here on Care Radio begins. This will be at Marshall Mount Academy, ACCHS, coming to town. So, be there for that one. It is a double dip, ladies game first, and then the guys, Saturday afternoon, we've got Benedictine at William Penn, a couple of afternoon games. Second half, about ready to get underway. The starters for the two teams for Baker, it'll be Patterson, Jones, Batts, Harvey, and Wiggs. Their original starting five for Benedictine. Similarly, there's original five with Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Belt, and Cathy. Alternate possession towards the basketball to the Ravens. And with that, we are underway. And Belt puts a shot up. No. Tipped up by Cathy. No. Rebound out of bounds. Ravens going to throw it away and not be able to score on their first possession. That was Tyson Cathy's first shot that tipped there. First shot of the game tonight. Tyson with 2 rebounds, 1 foul. 10 minutes in the first half. Baker coming out, corner of the basketball, leading it by a pair. Working from right to left across your dial. Here's a leaning in shot that is going to be up and good. And Braden Wiggs will pick up his 8th point. And then we're going to have a flop called against Benedictine. And that is a technical foul this year. No more of that fooling around. No more of that get a warning business. It is going to be a team coming to the line for Baker, Jalen Patterson. And he will knock it in. One more shot coming up for Patterson. An 85.3%. No, it's only one shot. Let me fix that. 85%+ free throw shooter Patterson. So the bucket and then the subsequent technical makes it 37-32. Ravens trailing it by 5 early here in the second half. Here's Ahmad Lewis going into the lane. No. Tipped again by Cathy. Missed. Rebound out of bounds and again off Benedictine. Ravens coming out of the block slowly here in the first minute of the second half. Down the right side with the basketball, Corey Jones. Baker was swinging around to the left side in front of the BT student section over there. Now the pass down low. It's batted away, Preston Reynolds. And he will pick it up, kick it out to Ungashik and Benedictine. Coming down the floor. Another ball knocked away from Belt. Well, luckily, Sam is there to recover it, and BC will maintain possession of the basketball. And now Ungashik tries to throw it to Belk, who had broken for the lane. Ungashik goes over to grab the ball back, and of course, that is a travel. And the Ravens turning it over. So for Benedict in the second half, not starting particularly well. Here comes Baker. Leading in the ball game 37-32. This is close to their largest lead of the game. They've led by six. Here's a shot up, missing, and a rebound. Tyson Caffey. Fourth rebound of the ball game for Tyson and Benedictine. Back up on offense. Ravens need to get a little something on the board here. Sam will take it to the left side, deep in the corner. Being guarded, player defense by Patterson. Comes out on top. Ahmad. Lewis will start to the left. Dance into the lane. Backs away. Kicks it over. Belt will go three. Doesn't hit it. Belt struggling from the outside tonight. Is now 1 of 10 three-point shooting. Back up with it will come Baker. 17:45 to go in the game. Wildcats. Little hook shot. Way off. And a rebound, BC. Ravens coming the other direction. Neither of these teams exactly set the world on fire to begin the second half. Around to the right side. Needing some help. Ungashik will dump it into the corner. Belt misses another. And the rebound comes down. Baker. Wildcats down court. 1-on-2. And Preston Reynolds says, I just can't give you that uncontested shot, and reaches in. 17:20 to go in the ball game. Preston will have his first foul tonight. That is the first foul of the second half by Benedictine, and the free throw here for Quentin Harvey is up and good. Harvey did not hit the lone free throw opportunity he had in the first half, but on the season, 76.7% shooter. Tyson Caffey coming out of the game, and Timmy will come back in. Jaden Timmy checks in. The second free throw for Harvey is good. He's at 16 points now. Ravens trailing 39-32. Their largest deficit tonight. 17-17 to go in the game. The feed comes out on top. Preston into the lane. Loses the handle on it. Benedictine with another turnover. Lying down court, Patterson. Baker back on offense. Patterson over to Bats. He will dump it to the right side where the drive all the way to the baseline is going to be saved. Kicked out on top. The three is up and missing. And Preston coming up with a rebound. Here comes Ungashik. Sam has it knocked out of his hand. It suits on the floor. And Baker's going to save it. And trying to steal it back, we're going to get a foul on Ahmad Lewis. Ravens looking a little frustrated out on the court right now as they're down seven, scrambling and working hard trying to get something to happen for them. But Benedictine, 3:17 and counting into the second half, has yet to score since halftime. No second half points for the Ravens yet. Here's a three, no for Baker, and a rebound, Sam. Coming up the floor, crossing the court at the center, looking over Coach Moody, seeing what the Ravens have up their sleeve. Here's a feed underneath, and as Tyson Caffey is the target of that pass, trying to get in front of him, but committing a foul instead is going to be Quentin Harvey. Now for Baker, that's kind of an important foul. Quentin Harvey leads them in scoring. He's got 14 at halftime, 16 now in the game. He's got twice as many as any other Baker player. The driving layup by Preston Reynolds is good. He's got a dozen. 39-34. Baker, 16:02 to go. But again, back to Quentin Harvey. That'll be his third foul. They need Quentin Harvey. And a traveling violation underneath by Harvey. Benedictine will be putting it in play at the baseline, and Harvey's going to check out here. Looking at the arena, 15:57 to go in the game. We'll check that Benedictine five out there as Coach Moody kind of slows him up as Bryson LaRue has come out on the floor. Preston Reynolds out on top. Jimmy to Ahmad. He'll go three. And rebound. cleared away by Braden Wiggs. Baker back up the floor. The Ravens are getting a single shot. After the shot, the Baker defense is coming up with a lot of rebounds. Here's a drive across the lane, still in the lane, finally kicking it over down low, falling away. The shot is going to be up and good. A well-played shot by Noah Rigatuso pushes the Ravens back again by seven. And a turnover by BC coming up the floor. Baker down court, works right, ball knocked away, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Wow. Justin Batt will be called for the offensive foul. He looks stunned. I'm a little surprised myself. It'll be his first foul. That's the second foul of the second half by Baker. We're down to 15 minutes and now inside that to play here in the game. Continues to be low scoring. In fact, Benedictine has scored only 2 points in the first 5-plus minutes of the second half. Here's a pass into the middle. It's going to be knocked away and loose on the floor, picked up by Baker. Wildcats coming up the floor and quickly down the left side. Benedictine is brought. Hunter Schneider back in. Hunter had a great first half. Schneider's out there with Timmy at the front line for Benedictine. Now Baker's going to turn it over. So you've got Schneider at the five, Timmy probably at the four. You come back out to Bryson LaRue, and then top side you've got Sam Ungashik and Ahmad Lewis. 14:20 to go in the game. Benedictine looking to find its offense. Ungashik comes to LaRue. Left side, Timmy. He'll go into the lane. Kicks it back over to Ahmad. He'll go three again. Missed that one also. Rebound out of bounds to Baker. So Ahmad Lewis is 1 of 7 three-point shooting. Braden Belt is 1 of 11 three-point shooting, and Benedictine is going to take a timeout. Coach Moody on his feet makes the call, and Joseph Ward taking a break. Down at 14:06 to go in the guys' game. Baker 41, Benedictine 34.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hey, we're back in the Nolan Gymnasium. Mark Benedictine calling a timeout, and Good Booty, you know, he's down here telling his guys, okay, just take a minute, catch your breath. It's all going to be just fine. Just a little refocus and go. They trail Baker 41-34 here in Atchison, Kansas this evening. Initial game of the night, first game tonight. So the Benedictine Lady Ravens come away with a nice hard-fought win. But Baker on the road this evening leads right now by 7, and they will have the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. And walk it up across the timeline. We're inside 14 minutes to play. Baker topside. It's going to be Jalen Patterson. Swings it over to the right. It's going to be Richardson. Drive it across. Looks in the middle. There's no room there. Back out. It'll come. Richardson dumps it over to the wing. Picking about three is Rigatuso. He will launch the three. Offensive board followed up and put home by Richardson. Carson Richardson coming into the game for the first time, I think, tonight. 6'2 freshman out of Heston, Kansas. I'm certain we did not see him in the first half, and now Benedictine passes down to the baseline. Will lose it out of bounds, and Baker, who now is pushed to a 9-point lead, coming back up court for the basketball. 43-34, and again, BC has scored 2 points. And we are over 6.5 minutes into the second half. with that in mind, I'm sure Chris Moody will take out Ungerschick and Lewis and Timmy. And he's back in with Preston and Belt and looks like Bryson LaRue. Here's a falling away three. Wow, dagger shot. So now a 12-point Baker lead off that long three-point shot up and good by Kelly. Josh Kelly picking up his first points of the game. Ravens on offense, but they got to find some. And now they're going to turn it over again. The pass, and now as the pass was stolen by Rigatuso, I think he was so surprised to have come up with the basketball that he actually travels with it. And a break for Benedictin that Baker did not get that breakaway to the other end of the floor. 12:37 to play. BC for the basketball, but down a dozen. Going to the right side, Preston Reynolds, and kind of loses his balance, tumbles to the ground, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Back it comes to Baker. So 7.5 minutes into the game, and the Ravens with two second half points. Baker up the floor, Joshua Kelly. Baker hasn't exactly gone crazy. They've got, what, a dozen points in the first nearly 8 minutes. And now we're going to get an offensive foul for the Wildcats. So Baker will commit the personal foul. And that is going to be on Sandman. It'll be his first foul, team foul three. And we're going to get a blocking foul. This one is going to be on Joshua Kelly, and it'll be his first. Nobody for Baker other than Quentin Harvey in any kind of a foul trouble. Harvey has three. He picked up that third one earlier here in the second half. Driving down, Preston Reynolds, and they're going to wave off the shot. They're going to say Preston has been fouled. And that one is going to be on Carson Richardson. So suddenly Baker's had a spate of personal fouls that have been called against him. That'll be team foul five. The ball comes in to Hunter Schneider. Hunter has been out there, but we haven't heard a lot about him. And now Benedictin driving to the baseline. The ball just rolls away from Belt. Goes out of bounds. Nobody near him. Nobody touched him. Nobody defending him hard. And Ravens with another turnover. Second half has seen Baker outscore Benedictin 12-2. Here's Sandman for three. Nope. Rebound. Tipped around, and Baker's going to save it. Rescued in the corner. Back out of top. It'll come to Kelly. Right side, Richardson. Rigatuso goes in. Has a big collision with a big guy. And the foul is going to be on Hunter Schneider, his third. So having come in and having gotten quite a few minutes here in the second half, Hunter's not been able to provide any offensive spark, and they're trying to take him out of the game. And back into the Benedictine lineup comes Tyson Caffey, who looks still for his first point tonight. Baker with the basketball, and Kevin Sandman out on top. 11:20 to go in the ball game. Here's a feed down low to Wiggs. Then a guy kicks it up on top. Shot clock to two. Shot clock to one. The shot of the buzzer misses. And what do we got here? Do we have a foul? We do. An offensive foul by Baker. So Wildcat, Braden Griffiths into the game. Picked up the foul. Braden Griffiths. We haven't talked about him at all tonight, I don't think. Out of Frisco, Texas. 6'3 sophomore. Coach Dooley for Baker's using a bit of his bench here later in the game. Just get some guys some PT. Here's a feed to Tyson Caffey. Denied the shot. Kicks it out on top with a three is way short. And the rebound down to Braden Wicks. Took it away from Caffey and back up with it will come Baker. We're approaching the midpoint of the second half, and BC still has two second-half points. Around the left side, Baker dumps it right, squaring up, alone for three, wide left. And a rebound. Tyson coming down with the board. Tyson Campy gets his sixth rebound. 10-20 left. The three for Belt. Is it there? Short. Rebound Baker. So Benedictine. Good time Baker's 10 with this possession. We will have been over 10 minutes into the game. And Benedictine, 2 points in the second half. Well, I have to go to slow it way down here. You got Joshua Kelly going all the way to the center circle. A very slow, deliberate dribble. Brings it back. A three is launched and missed. And BC will rebound it down. Back in. Ungashik for Benedictine. 9:50 to play in the game. Sam kicks it to Preston. Reynolds goes in, changes directions. Couple of head fakes later. Give him the bucket. How about that? Count it plus one. Foul is going to be on Regatuso. Noah will pick up the foul, and we will get our under 10 media break, Joseph. Free throws coming up when we return. 9:43 to go in the game. Baker 46, Benedictine 36.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With you here at the Nolan Gymnasium with 9 minutes and 43 seconds to play in tonight's guys game. The Baker 12-point lead has been cut to 10 and could even cut a little bit further as coming to the line for the Ravens is going to be Preston Reynolds. So Preston will come to the line and for Benedictine. Just as an aside, Preston, who is a 76.9% free throw shooter. Preston has the only second half points for Benedictine so far. Here we go. Reynolds coming to the line. For the Ravens, right side is going to be Ungashik. On the left side is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Standing at midcourt, Tyson Campion all the way into the backcourt. Anthony Hall, a free throw. No. It is 46-36. 9:40 to go. Baker accelerates baseline, skips it across, cuts into the lane. There's a lot of contact, the driving layup, and they're going to call another offensive foul. And another great job by Preston Reynolds. Foul is going to be on Corey Jones. It'll be his second in for Baker. Well, they got the Ravens in a shooting situation. That'll be team foul 8. Here comes BC. Ravens are going to need some free throws if they're going to come back to win this. And the reverse layup is up, and are we going to count it? No. So instead of counting that bucket, there's going to be a foul, apparently prior to the shot. It'll be the second of the game on Joshua Kelly. A lot of fouls being rolled up by Baker. And now, the bucket is up and good, the free throw. And for the first time in the second half, a guy not named Preston has scored for Benedictine. Gets them both. Ungashik with a couple of points. And it's now 46-38. And as little as the Ravens have scored, with now 9:20 to go in the game, Baker's not taking advantage. They should have been expanding this lead. Here's a three-point shot. Misses. Reynolds with a rebound. Here comes Ungashik. Benedictine back on offense. Sam goes all the way to the left side. Stomps down to the baseline. Gets it in the middle of Tyson Campy. Out on top to Ahmad. Ravens very much a part of this game. And I tell you what, Baker had chances to steal it away. Now BC will throw it away. Braden Belt just tosses it into the hands of an opponent. And on the other end of the court. The shot won't go in. And the Ravens are going to go the other way. Here's Ahmad Lewis with it. Kicks it across left side. Driving in, passed up a shot, little look away pass. The shot for Ahmad way short again. And Ahmad Lewis is 1 of 8 shooting the ball. 1 of 7 3-point shooting. Benedictine's shooting numbers are just not very good tonight. And yet, with another Baker turnover, Benedictine continues to be a part of this game with 8:14 to go, trailing it only by 8 points. Ravens coming up court. Benedictine going from right to left across your dial, wearing those home whites. Baker in navy with orange and white. Preston will back into the lane, turn and shoot and score, and plus one. Foul is on Corey Jones, and he has 3. Back into the lineup is going to be Braden Wiggs. Wiggs is coming in for Ty Henry. 2 more points, Preston Reynolds. That is what, 16. This free throw makes 17 points now for Preston. How about this? It's 46-41 with 7:57 to go. So what's it take to win this game tonight? 60, 62, something like that probably. Baker's on offense. Ravens playing a tight man D. Comes off on top. The cut in the right side of the lane. A little bit of a head fake. And there's going to be a block. Was it before, during, after the shot? Count the bucket plus one. And a whistle on Benedictine's Tyson Caffey. Tyson, who continues to have not scored this evening, will have collected his second foul tonight. And an opportunity here for Corey Jones to come to the line and complete the three-point play. Corey Jones is a good free throw shooter. This one will not go in. Rebound on the floor. Now lost out of bounds to Benedictine. 48-41. So Benedictine, who was down 12 not that long ago, had cut it to 5, now down 7. And we were 7.5 to play. Hungershick with the basketball. Benedictine coming into the game 3-4 in the season, but 1-0 in the conference. Baker comes into the game at 6-1, having a spectacular start to the season, and 1-0 also in conference play. And now a cross-court pass for the Ravens as Aaron goes out of bounds, and here comes Baker. 7-11 to go. Wildcats on offense, and Bats will take it top of the key. Ravens continue to play just a stifling defense. They're not allowing a lot of points by Baker. I mean, Coach will, if we get a chance to visit with him after the game, I'm sure he will say, good for the defense. I can live with the number of points we've given up. Here's a falling away shot that misses, and a follow shot that misses, and a tip up that goes out of bounds, and it'll be Raven basketball. You heard the shot clock horn go off, but that was an errant horn. Here comes BC. Into the forecourt comes Sam. 48-41, Wildcats in front, and the Ravens are going to turn it over with a pass into the corner that gets away. Justin Reynolds is going to come out, and we're going to get a Baker timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're taking a break. Still a lot of game to go. 6:38 to play here in Atchison. Baker 48, Benedictine 41.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
game. Benedictine trailing Baker 48-41. Glad you're with us here this evening on Care Radio. We got Sports Look tomorrow night, high school basketball with Morehamon Academy and ACCHS Friday evening, and then these Ravens, men and women, back on the air Saturday afternoon on the road at William Penn in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Baker basketball. They'll bring it in from the 28-foot mark across the way. And here they come. Ravens are going to stay with the same defense. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Tyson Kleppig coming down the court. Saves it. Great job, Tyson. And as it's knocked out of his hand, Kleppig gets fouled. That was just absolutely outstanding hustle by Tyson Kleppig. Not only to come up with a steal, but then to get to the other end of the court and get to that ball before it got out of bounds. Foul is going to be the third for Braden Wiggs. And the free throw is up and good, and Tyson is on the board. Point number one tonight with 6:23 to go. We're going to get a substitution. Preston back in the game. Reynolds is in for Ungashik. That is going to rotate Ahmad to the one and Preston probably to the two. Yeah. Second free throw. Got them both. Tyson Kathy with a couple of points. It is now 48-43. It's a two possession lead for Baker. They'll handle the ball down to the right side. Going to be Quentin Harvey. He's our go-to guy earlier in the game. Oh, a deep, deep baseline three. Up and good. And Jalen Patterson will have his first field goal tonight. He started in the game. Patterson's played 22 minutes and only had one free throw to show for that. Here comes BC, the feed underneath. Kimmy, head fake, and reaching in. Braden Wiggs has foul number four. Four fouls by Braden Wiggs, and Wiggs has been instrumental for Baker. Every time he comes out of the game, the Ravens make a little bit of a run. He is so big. And we talked about it earlier in the game. He's that big, wide-bodied guy. But now he's going to be forced to come out of the game, and Baker will be smaller as they bring Noah Rigatuso back in. Second free throw rattles out. No good. First one was good. 51-44. Ravens trail here by some seven. Out on top, straight away three. Rattles home. Justin Batts. His first point of the game. Picked a big time for it. 5:28 to go. And Benedictine now, again, with a double digit deficit, trailing at 54-44. At the baseline, Tyson Kleppig shot, deflected, got his own rebound, has it stripped away, picks it up again and scores it. So Tyson Kleppig doubles his evening scoring with that bucket. It is 54-46. Clock management now is going to be the matter, as it is under 5 minutes to play. Baker has led virtually throughout the game. Here's a skip pass over to the left side, thinking about the three, and instead starting to drive in. Cross court, right side, three-pointer way off. Rebound tips out, offensive board hauled down by Baker, and then going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds, and will be Baker's basketball. Coming in at their offensive end. 4:46 to go and 19 on the shot clock. Baker looking to bring it in. They'll rotate it off on top. Ahmad Lewis. Patterson claims he made contact. The official didn't see it. Here's a drive across to the baseline. The feed to the left side of the lane. Twisting, turning. Rigatuso shoots and misses. And Ravens went an offensive foul. The official says over the back went Jaden Timmy. So Jaden Timmy will have his second foul of the game, and he continues to look for his first point tonight with 4:30 to play. Free throw, perfect. That is the fifth point of the night for Noah Rigatuso. Jenna Patterson checks out of the lineup, and Corey Jones will come back in for Coach Dooley. The second free throw here is good. Rigatuso with six, and the Ravens trailing now. 56-46, 4:24 left. If Benedictine is going to make a run, it has to begin just about now. Just coming into the ballgame, Corey Jones, well, he will pick up his fourth foul. So both Corey Jones and Braden Wiggs for Baker, four personal fouls apiece. Quentin Harvey has three, several players with two. Ravens are going to have Ahmad Lewis at the line. A couple of free throws. First one bounces around a little bit, but it's good. Fourth point of the game and the first point of the second half for Ahmad. Timmy comes back into the lineup for the Ravens. And who else is going to come in for BC? Bryson LaRue. LaRue's had a little bit of time. He's gotten 3 points tonight. On the three-point shot in the first half. Second free throw. Perfect. Ahmad Lewis is now up to 5 points. 56-48. 4:15 left. Baker has it up top side. That's going to be Jaden Patterson. Falls away for two. Patterson, no points in the first half, but he's responded with six in the second. Pushing Baker again. Up by 10 at 58-48. And we're now under 4 minutes to go. Reynolds with the ball for the Ravens. Swings it over to the left side. The flyer for three. Way short again for Ahmad. Lewis is one of nine shooting tonight. Skip pass will go over to the left side. 3.5 minutes to play. Clock moving. Here's a baseline runner, no good, and a Benedictine foul on the effort at the rebound is going to be whistled against Braden Belt. So Braden Belt will pick up one foul. He had 4 points in the first half. He also has not scored anything in the second half. Free throw here is going to be up and in. So Bats will have point number four and be looking for one more. Benedictine, 16 second-half points with 3:20 to go. Long look here. The free throw rolls in. And Baker doing all the things it needs to do to hold Benedictine at arm's length. Now up again at dozen. 3:15 and winding. BC's on offense. They're going to need to find some shots, some scores. Running the shot clock down is not going to get them where they need to go. And there we go. There's a bucket by Belt. And BC takes the timeout. Here we go, Joseph taking a break. 3:05 to go. Do the Ravens have a little home court magic? It's Baker 60, Benedictine 51.
Once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Three minutes and 5 seconds of play in tonight's guys game, ladies game. It was a winner for Benedictine. But if the guys are going to duplicate that feat, they're going to have to come from behind, down nine. Not a lot of time left. Checking into the game for head coach Ryan Moody. Benedictine is going to have Ungashik and Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, and Belt. So they're going to go smaller, they're going to go faster, and they're going to have guys out there who can and will shoot the basketball. However, the Ravens are going to be on defense to begin. As the ball comes up the court, we go inside 3 minutes to play. Bats will have it on the left side for Baker. Feet in, 13-foot turnaround. It's up and good. Debunked by Quinton Harvey. 62-51. Quickly to the left. The shot, LaRue for three. Rebound, Ungashik. But as he tries to throw it back into the field of play, it is taken away by Baker. Wildcats coming up 2.5 minutes left. Baker up 11. Looking to break a long Benedictine winning streak against them. Here's a little falling away shot that misses, and Preston Reynolds Ungashik gets fallen on. And the foul is going to be on Quinton Harvey. So he'll now be the third Baker player to have 4 personal fouls. He walked to the other end of the court. And the Ravens will come up 1-1. No, it should be 2 shots. That will be team foul 10. No. The official keeps saying 1-1. Now, here we go. 2. At the line, Sam. Free throw good. Sam has 2 points in the second half. Also on a couple of free throws. Little knee bend, and that one, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8 second half points at the free throw line for Benedictine. 8 of their 20 in the second half will come at the free throw line. Here's the reverse layup. It's going to be up and in for Jalen Patterson, and we're going to get a Baker timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 1:59 remaining. Baker 64, Benedictine 52.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Good back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. You know, you look at the statistics, and Benedict is just not that far out of this, but the shooting percentages for both teams have not been really particularly good, and we're seeing a mass exodus of fans here in Nolan. With 1:59 to go, and Baker leading by a dozen. You compare again these teams. Baker 11-13 at the free throw line. Benedictine is 10-15. Baker's turned it over 20 times. Benedictine's 23. Total rebounds are even, 33 per team. Here's Ungashik driving into the lane, and shot goes all the way around inside the rim and then kicks out. It's been that kind of a night for BC. Hook pass out on top. Now top of the key, but Bat and Ahmad Lewis may have reached out just a little bit. A 1:35 to go. Ravens are going to bring Anthony Hall into the game now. And at the line is Jalen Patterson. Having a nice second half after not scoring any in half number one. And now we got the official coming over and having a word with a couple of the participants in the game. Coach Moody is out across midcourt. He's indicating that the official had come up, and he's probably not wrong here. He was out there and saying, stopping play about the shot. And now both teams are coming off the floor, and the officials are going to come over to the scorer's monitor, and I'm not sure exactly what they look to find, but whatever it is, they're going to do that. Minute 35 to play in the ball game, 64-52. What a great game for Benedictine and Preston Reynolds. He has been just outstanding. 17 points tonight. 8 of 11 shooting. 5 rebounds, only 1 foul, 3 assists. And the freshman is really kind of settling in. Now Coach Moody getting an explanation from one of the officials. The other two have gone back to the other end of the court. Now the scoreboard still reflects 64-52. And here we go. It's going to be 1-1. So they are going to have this start over for Corey Jones. Jones missed his only earlier free throw and misses that one as well. And Benedictine will come up court with the basketball. Outlet to Belt, can't catch it. Ravens throw it away. Minute 29 to go. Sam Ungershick, who I did not see leave the floor with the trainer, has come back from the training room. Headed back to the bench. We'll hope that there's nothing amiss with him. Baker going four corners now. Ravens just kind of chasing the basketball. 12 on the shot clock, and there's going to be finally a foul on Ahmad. So with 11, that took 19 seconds to commit that foul. Minute 9 to go, and back to the free throw line comes Preston Reynolds. He's 1 out of 2 at the line tonight. Got 17 points, and there's going to be number 18. For Preston Reynolds. Second one. Got them both. Ravens are going to be putting it into the backcourt. 66-52. Ahmad brings it down, kicks it over. The shot is up. We get a whistle, we get a foul. Ravens are going to come to the free throw line. 1:04 to play. Baker leads by 14. And the end of this game has taken a bit. We've been hit by rather a flurry of fouls late in the game. That will be, by the way, the 5th foul on Quentin Harvey. He's going to foul out here with 1:04 to go. He'll wrap up tonight. I've got him at 18 points. First free throw, not going to go. One more shot coming up here for the Ravens. 1:03 to play. And there it is. Coach will not be upset with giving up 66. I mean, that's kind of within, I think, the window that he would find okay. Here's a shot for 3 with 2 on the shot clock that is up and good. And that is Jalen Patterson. 69-53. BC with the basketball. 17 on the shot clock, 25 seconds to go. Here's a three. Nah. That one was put up by Sebastian Hamm. Look away past left side. Here's another three. No. That one was put up by Bryson LaRue. Baker's going to throw it down the court, and that's going to do it. Final score here tonight. Baker 69, Benedictine 53, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan as the crowd begins to make its way toward the gates. And Benedictine comes up with a split this afternoon, or this evening. Comes up with a split against Baker. Ladies winning in the first game, guys. Not able to pull off the come-from-behind victory here in the second. And I am just finishing up my little dab of addition here. Three, and that does it. Let's recap some of the scoring in this one, first of all, shall we? We'll begin with Baker. Had a couple of guys making double-figure scoring. As Quentin Harvey had 18 points tonight, and Shayla Patterson, 13. And the amazing thing about that is Patterson's 13 all came in the second half. He did not shoot well tonight, but came back and kind of ended with a bit of a flurry. Awesomeness, thank you. I'll put that on his stack. So, again, you had 18 for Harvey, 13 for Patterson. Dropping down then, you had 8-point games for both Jones, Corey Jones, 8-point also for Braden Wiggs. It falls into Rigatuso with a half a dozen, 5 in a ball game for Bats, 3 for Henry, also for Griffiths and Kelly, and Richardson with 2. For Benedictine tonight, just a tremendous game. You got to be very, very pleased with how their freshman, Preston Reynolds, 6'5 guard out of Leawood, Kansas, he came on tonight for 18 points, shooting the ball really well, 8 of 11 shooting. He also had 5 rebounds, only 2 turnovers in the game in 33 minutes. Preston Reynolds, 18 points to lead Benedictine in scoring. Only Raven to reach double-figure scoring numbers, though, as next up on the list, it would be Sam Ungashik with 7, also Braden Belt with 7. 5-minute ball game for Hunter Schneider, playing in the first half, going 2 for 2. That's from the floor. It was a 4-point game for Tyson Caffey. Tyson scoring late, getting his first points with 6:23 to go in the ball game. Ahmad Lewis had 5 tonight. 3 for Anthony Hall, 3 for Bryson LaRue, and 1 tonight for Jaden Timmy. Benedictine shooting numbers. I don't know, 6 of 28. So, for BC, shooting from the outside was a bit of a struggle. I'm just looking to see what the 3-point shooting for the game was 21%, 6 of 28. a lot of it was guys I kind of expect to knock those down that just had that kind of a night. Sometimes it just won't go. Ahmad Lewis was 1 of 9, and you had Braden Belt go 2 of 13. LaRue was 1 of 5. So guys who are good shooters, who normally are, you know, able to throw them in, just couldn't get things to happen for them this evening. Comparing other numbers as we stick around a minute, and we will anticipate a chance to chat with head coach Ryan Moody. Comparing, looking at some other numbers, Benedictine shooting 21% from three. They were, 11 of 17, 65% at the free throw line. Baker was 13 of 16, 81%. Ravens turning it over 24 times. Baker turning it over 20. Subsequently, that turned into 17 points for Benedictine. Baker only able to capitalize for 12 points off the turnovers. Rebounds, remarkably, exactly even, 35 apiece. Benedictine with 24 and 11. Baker with 29 defensive and 6 from the offensive side. Ravens getting second chance points worth 9. Baker had a half a dozen of those. Bench points. Ravens did not get a lot off the bench with 12 bench points. There were 17 for the Wildcats tonight. BC scoring 24 points in the paint to Baker's 20. Baker had 4 blocks, and each team credited with 10 steals assists. Baker 16 and Benedictine 9. So that pretty well tells the story. Ravens, just particularly, you know, when they get to the second half, they were trailing by just a bit at halftime, 34-32, but struggled to get any points to come their way in the second half. And, well, you can't let that happen against good teams. And be very candid, Baker is a pretty good team. They move now to 7-1 on the season. They are 2-0 in the Heart of a Mike Athletic Conference for Benedictine. It's now 3-5 on this young year, and 1-1 in conference play for Benedictine. But we'll be back with the Ravens on the road on Saturday, where Ravens will be at William Penn. Talk about your difficult places to play and quality opponents. William Penn up in Oskaloosa at the Penn Gym. That'll be a handful. So we got ladies game first at 2, and then the guys game Saturday afternoon. Before that, though, a lot of other sports coming up here on Care Radio. We'll be keeping Joseph busy. We'll be staying busy. We hope you'll be busy enjoying it. Tomorrow night it'll be Sports Look on Care, right after the 5 o'clock evening report of news. And so probably around 5:15, 5:20, something like that. So that's going to all happen. Yeah? Okay. Okay.
I'm
whatever he, really I can't imagine it's going to be too big a deal either way, but get it right, right? Thank you. So again, we got Sports Look tomorrow night, and then high school basketball Friday night. That high school season is going to get underway. We will be at Morehill Mount Academy here in Atchison as the NEKL season begins. Basketball in the state of Kansas begins. And we will have the Ravens playing host to conference rival, cross-county rival, ACCHS. Could be a couple of games. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Hey, got some other scores coming in. How about that? From around the conference tonight, we've got a final where Peru State defeated Culver Stockton tonight. Men's basketball, 87-77. Mid-America over Central Methodist, 87-83. And William Penn over Grandview, 91-69. So, again, the numbers here are not high. The defense is playing pretty well. And if Benedictine giving up 69 points tonight, even though I'm sure they were not anxious to do that. The other game, the final game going on around the conference, saw Missouri Valley at home. No difficulty with Mount Mercy. Valley winning it 83-61, and so Mount Mercy will go 0-2 to start the conference season there. Trying to think of any other things that we need to cover as we try to get Coach Moody an opportunity to come up here. I'm sure that he's got more than a few things to share with his ball club. How about some women's games from around the conference tonight? As Evangel at home defeated Park tonight, 78-60. Thrilling game. How about Missouri Valley? 72, Mount Mercy 71. So that Mount Mercy team that got by the Lady Ravens in conference week one falls to Missouri Valley. And Benedictine, of course, their ladies winning tonight. The game that you heard before, the guys game 69-64. So, a lot of games going on all around the area. Got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to do, a lot of things to cover. Happy to be bringing those to you here on Care Radio. I'm suspecting that Coach is going to be a little while back in the locker room, maybe with the guys. And what we'd like to give him every opportunity to come up. He was like, oh, wait, no, that's Josh coming out of the locker room. We'll see if he's got any notion as to okay. We'll wait just another moment or two because SID coming out of the locker room indicating that Coach says he's gonna be right along here, so we'll give him a few minutes to make that happen. Oh, let's see. I'm trying to think of what other things that we should or could cover. Joseph, I know that you want to get home too. So, quickly, the Ravens schedule will be Saturday with Benedictine at William Penn. Now, Grayson is going to be at home on Tuesday. Grayson will be here at Benedictine on Tuesday. I guess I should make that very clear on the Christmas toy drive game. So you'll have to keep that in mind. Is that actually they're going to have a Christmas toy drive week, both the Tuesday game and the Saturday game here at home with Culver Stockton will be toy drive games. Ravens will then be traveling to Park on the 14th of December, and then on the 17th, they will close out the very first semester with the much anticipated and not exactly appreciated trip to Dubuque, Iowa. So it's Saturday the 17th, Benedictine at Clark. Well, tell you what, I'm sure the coach is taking care of his business. We're going to allow him to do that. We're going to thank you for having joined us. Ravens split things tonight. Lady Ravens winning in the first one. The Baker men winning in the second. Till we greet you tomorrow night with Sports Look, Friday night with High School Hoops, and back with the Ravens on Saturday for Joseph back in the studio. Joseph, well done, man. You're the best. Thank you very much. Tom Couch here in the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Post Game Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 21. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 39. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday. Daytime highs approaching 65. 36 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Today's hit country.
Coming home.
All in one place.
It's how your memory drowns the whiskey.
All of today's hit country.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back here to the Nolan. Coach Ryan Moody joins us, the coach of the Ravens. And, well, we knew coming in that Baker was going to be a pretty good team. You knew that they were going to have your hands full with them. And a game that was going along just nip and tuck, but that early few moments of the second half when nothing, just nothing would fall in for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give credit to Baker. I think Baker's a really good team. They're clearly earned their 7-1 record.
But you know, we knew we could guard them. They're averaging 91. You know, minus that couple shots there at the end, I think we hold them to our number, which is 65 right now on the year. We're giving opponents 65 points. I thought our effort on defense was fantastic, but we've just got this like funk about, you know, every other game for our offense right now where we don't make shots. Nothing comes easy, and we've got a team that is throwing the ball all over the gym. You know, I just told them, I took a little longer in the locker room because I just told them this is an efficiency equation right now for us. We had 24 turnovers in this game and we still held them to 69 points. You know, like, we're a very solid defensive team, but we can't afford to give the other team 24, or here, look at it this way. With our offense, we can't afford not to get a shot 24 times. I mean, it doesn't, that formula will never work with this team. And I think we've got a lot of learning to do with, young, inexperienced players, not our freshmen. I'm talking all the guys that haven't played much before on game legs. I mean, you gotta be, if you're gonna play 30 minutes, 28 minutes a game, you gotta be tough and you gotta figure out how that works and how to grind through that and play through fatigue. And I think we're learning all those lessons right now. Like I told them, I mean, it never feels good to get beat and score 50, you know, whatever. I don't even know what it was. I got the wrong box in front of me. So score 53 points in your own gym. But there's a lot that we can learn from this. And our defense held, you know, we just have some serious rhythm and efficiency issues right now with our offense.
Tell you what, you look for bright spots though, and I watched Preston out there tonight. Man, he had a great evening. He's fun to watch.
He is. He's a great athlete. He's long. He knows how to play. He can pass. You know, he's been able to score at the rim. I've got one. Thank you. Oh, gotcha. And I think that, you know, I mean, clearly, like I just told him, you know, going 6 for 28 from three doesn't help. I mean, we're built on, we've got some guys that can really make the three. You know, Temmie's coming off an injury. He's not himself. We got to get better. We just got to get a little bit better every day. I mean, that's kind of where we're at, is like show up, do the work, and, you know, try to find a way to grind out some wins and just keep getting better, because it's a struggle. And if young players give in to the feeling of we're not getting anything done and losing, you know, it becomes even a longer effect. But like I said, I'm down because we lost. We all are. And it was, you know, not in the greatest fashion. But what I will say is this group fought their tails off. And I think our defense is solid. And we'll get the offense figured out. I don't know if we'll get it figured out for the duration of the year. I think this could be a roller coaster, Tom, when it comes to offense this year. Because we just, you know, we haven't found anybody to go to that can get us a bucket on the block quite yet, that just, like, is consistent down there. I think that's probably Jaden at some point if he gets healthy. You know, Braden and Ahmad have been streaky to this point from the three-point line instead of consistent. You know, Braden, I think, is taking some tough ones, at least in this game, you know, just because he's trying to get hot and he's trying to get us going. You know, Sam sped up as a freshman and kind of kicking the ball around the gym, but he's playing with tons of energy. So, you know, at one point tonight, I think it was just like the Mount Mercy game the other night. At one point tonight, we had four freshmen on the floor, and I'm not sure who the fifth guy was, but you got Bryson and Sam and Anthony and Preston out there who are all first-year players for us. So, you know, future meaning, I don't know that necessarily means like next year. I'm talking just down the road here this semester. If we keep growing, we're going to be okay.
A couple other things I'll touch on. Number one, how cool was that crowd tonight?
Oh, yeah.
That's like the best thing ever.
I mean, our crowds this year have been fabulous, and I hope they keep coming back because the girls' game was fantastic before us, and our girls got the win, and our football team was recognized tonight. But you got, you know, a great group of people in the gym cheering us on. Anybody that was here that's going home, like, thank you, because, you know, you kept us in it. You know, I will say this, the crowd helped in this regard. We had a boatload of turnovers. 24 is like maybe a record. And we didn't shoot it well, and it felt terrible. And with 5-6 minutes to play, we were down 5. You know, I mean, 2-possession game. And I think the crowd really kept us in it and kept our defense tough, and we just, you know, couldn't get over the hump. You said a couple things. What's your other
thing? The other thing is, the bad news is it's not a lot easier because that little road trip on Saturday, we go up to Oskaloosa, not an easy place to play against a team that's always pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to be really loaded talent-wise. I mean, I think they're a little different than the William Penn. You know, somebody said, I talked to somebody this week, and they've had the all conference first team four man for like six straight years in their program, and they don't have that guy this year. You know, he's gone, and the guy before him's gone clearly. But you know, I they're going to be talented. It's fun going to Penn because it's going to be wild. It's going to kind of be like this atmosphere. There'll be a ton of people in the gym, and they're going to get up and down, and our guys will be ready. You know, we hopefully we bang in some shots. You know, I mean, I think our defense is good enough to defend with anybody. We just got to get our offense to be a little more efficient and a little more consistent.
Coach, appreciate your time, man. We will look forward to seeing you Saturday afternoon.
That sounds great. I'm glad you're making the trip, Tom. And what I do want to give a shout-out to football. Man, what a season. Proud of those guys. Proud of Coach Osborne and his staff for, you know, getting to that level, into the playoffs. And I know that they ran into a buzzsaw up in Indiana, but man, I mean, the future is very bright, and they're a fun team to watch. So I want to give them props, and we'll get her going.
I used to think Dubuque was a long ride.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
Not when you go to Marion.
Not when you go to Marion. Coach Moody, appreciate you, man. We'll see you Saturday.
Right, thanks, man. See you.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Ravens, and I'll wrap it up from here. Joseph, thanks very much. And, again, sports – don't break a leg, Coach. Sports look on tomorrow night, high school Friday night, Benedictine Saturday afternoon. Till then, so long, everybody.
Hey, y'all, it's 1,000 Horses on today's Hit Country Leader, Hot Country 93.7.